Sabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
In the Jacaranda FM building today, Awudilekai.
Awudilekai.
I know, man. Kiting. Kya go bona wa mogetsi mo Jacaranda FM. Ke khale ke ntse ke go bona fela mo TikTok o bua le batho go le monate o ba tshella di conflicts.
Wa share la di conflicts. Ke wa ruta le hore dilo hari di tight tlamelo o je conflicts ka hore hore le bese ala sala o le kenya ka kofi wa save.
I absolutely love it. So you're listening to this right now and you would think the person sitting opposite me, it's an African man. Maar dit is Pieter van Eeren. Welkom hier by Jacaranda FM.
Thanks, Tabiso.
Man, dis lekker om jou so te hê. Watter inspirasie is jy nie op TikTok nie? En bye bye, dankie vir daai. Ek dink ons het dit meer nodig en veral in vandag se tye. Ek voel party goed is 'n bietjie baie afgewater. And you are there and you are there making a difference. And what you basically are saying is you make light of it by saying that you give people cornflakes, but that is like nuggets to life.
Yes.
That exactly. You've discovered yourself and that you basically just want to share with people.
Yeah. It's the knowledge that I've gained through life that I'm sharing so that people can actually get to their potential.
For sure.
And without being afraid to do that.
So, yeah. To do that. Yeah. Hoekom het jy op hierdie journey begin? Ek meen, ek sien jou profiel ook op TikTok. Jy het duisende followers en natuurlik baie mense kyk op na jou. Maar hoekom sal jy sê dat jy hierdie journey begin?
Ek dink die hoofrede was omdat my lewe verander het.
Sure.
So ek was altyd so bietjie in die weet ou voel altyd so half alleen op 'n journey, jy weet. Ek het nou nie tyd om my volle storie te vertel nie, maar op my lewens journey het ek soms alleen gevoel, weet. Daar was nie ouens om mee te praat nie, of daar was maar harde manne praat mos nie oor goed.
En dis baie waar.
Jy weet, so we don't talk, cowboys don't cry and we don't talk about stuff that makes you want to cry,
that's
you know.
Tough.
So
yep.
And when I had this change of heart and my eyes opened, I started to really see what life's about. I just knew that this is what I have to do. I have to share this because there's so many people who were like me, you know, stuck in a place where you can't be yourself.
Sure.
And that brings me to the question that I've been wanting to ask you.
Okay.
As wie is jy?
Oh.
Who are you?
Hey, nah. Gesie Pieter, dis nou ietsie om aan te dink, want ek dink ons is so baie mense in een. I would love to, and I shared this with you just a little bit earlier, and I'd love to know that I'm the best husband, the best dad. I'd love to know that I'm a very good radio presenter, that this listener listening to us right now finds value in what we're doing, that we're adding positive belief into their lives. I would love to literally be in the pinnacle of who God created me to be. Right at the epitome, at the center of that. As ek daai kan doen, sal ek op my blyste wees.
You see, and that's exactly when you start to live a full life.
Sure.
It's when you realize exactly who the person is that God created. Not the shadow of that. Ooh. You've been living.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing is, and that's cornflakes by...
Yes.
We were created for a purpose inside of a bigger plan, which is not our plan. And somehow we're struggling to see that.
We do.
So we're living this shadow.
Mm.
So when Jesus came, he came to shine the light on who was made for you to see and be able to live that guy.
Yes, then that is your full potential, right?
That's your potential.
Oh.
And when you've seen that picture, there is nothing that can hold you. Nothing, literally nothing can hold you back if you see that picture of who you really are.
Pieter, ek wil nou terugkom en ons moet nou 'n bietjie musiek speel want hier's 'n musiekradiostasie. Ek wil nou terugkom, ek wil hoor in die eerste plek, hoe praat jy so vlot, Sesotho? Okay. I have something to say about that. En ek wil definitief weet, hoekom het jy sulke hart vir mense? I've seen that you have such a heart for people. I want to find that out as well. Home of more music, you love, you tuning to Jacaranda FM. Ek sit hier so saam met Pieter van Eeren. We're talking cornflake stuff, man. Hy gee ons nuggets van die lewe en ons chat net lekker. Stay right there.
Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Dankie vir al die boodskappe wat deurkom op 0848500942. Ek het vir jou vroeër gevra, hoeveel tale kan jy praat? Hallo.
Hallo Tabby.
Hallo.
Goeiemiddag, doe my langs, Sabonani. Tjus, guten tag. G'day, mate. Ek grap sommer net. Van al die, ek kan in baie tale groet, maar ek kan rarig net in twee tale vlot praat, en is Engels en Afrikaans.
Oh, but that's good though, that's good. The more languages we know, the better. I absolutely love a language. Het ook een boodskap hier so ontvang. Linda, I'm still waiting for you, gore onroute Afrikaans. Plus, we boe monate tata, tabi hier so, man. I will definitely teach you. Thank you so much for that message. 0848500942. That is indeed how you can get a hold of me. In the Jacaranda FM building with me today is Pieter van Eeden. And he is also known as the guy who says, I am difference maker. And he definitely does make a difference. And all over where he goes. But I want to get where you got the Sesotho from. And it is so fluent. It is so fluent. Where did you get it from?
So I grew up in the Free State.
Okay.
Grew up on a farm. And that's, I can't really say that I think I spoke Sotho before I spoke Afrikaans.
Oh, wow.
Because I know there was a bit of a challenge when I went to school with the Sotho and
Afrikaans
mixing. And,
can you imagine?
Because, I mean, we were always outside and we were always just playing, you know, just being kids and being naughty and playing and just enjoying. I mean, and language is the thing that brings us together.
So true, man. Madiba said it so well. He says, you know, when you speak in someone's language, you speak to their heart.
Oh, exactly.
And I've seen it so many a times that I kry dit ook baie van, oh, you praat baie mooi Afrikaans, dankie. But I think it is a thing that we should actually take to heart to try and learn as many languages as we can.
Definitely.
Dit help so baie, en ek dink in besigheid en alles wat jy moet doen, en ook hoe om te kommunikeer, en ek glo ook ons saam mekaar 'n bietjie beter verstaan.
100%.
Yeah.
And the thing is a sort of simonati molimi.
You know,
there's certain sayings in Sotho that you can't express it in English or in Afrikaans.
Yeah, but it's like it gets lost in translation.
When somebody is fed up with a job,
mm.
You know, it sounds like that in English.
Yeah.
But in Sotho is ungadile.
Yeah, ungadile.
Ungadile. You know, it says everything. You
love
don't have,
it.
You don't have to
love it.
Explain.
Yes.
How about ungadi lungadi?
Ungadi, just lie. Yeah.
You can't do anything about it. You know, and if you understand, I read it, write it. You know, it's genuinely my first, second language.
Wow.
Yeah.
How amazing is that, man?
English was actually I was struggling a lot with the English, but it's getting better now.
Ja, ons almal praat 'n bietjie Engels very deliciously, very deliciously. Pieter, vertel vir my, hoekom is jy so lief vir mense? Want dit is meestal wat ek sien en hoe jy ook interact met jou followers op TikTok. Ek kan sien jy het 'n groot liefde vir mense.
So, something happened to me. I was actually touched. And this story can be proved by quite a few people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was with Joe, you know, Joe Black.
Yes.
We were at this camp thing, you know, my whole family was there, his family, and they were, there was a guy called Mdaru Devet.
Uh-huh.
He was talking, it was like a weekend for rain. They were praying for rain or something.
Yes.
And I was there not knowing
what's going on,
mm-hmm. you know. And I remember I was there and I wasn't liking it. You know, it wasn't my scene. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my thing. And mm-hmm. and during that time, that guy prayed. He blessed the food. Not me. There was nothing funny that, you know, he prayed for the food before we eat.
Yes.
And it literally felt as if my face fell off.
Wow.
Genuinely. It was like, if I try to explain it now, it's like when I put my cap on my face mm. and I drop my cap. That's how it felt, you know. And immediately after that, my wife started seeing there's something changed.
Yes.
And Joe came to me and he said, "What have you gebeur?" And I said, "No, nothing." And I was so demakar, you know, I was so confused as to what's going on now, because suddenly stuff made sense. You know, and just like it was like, but the one thing that stood out is when I look at somebody, it's as if I see you through God's eyes.
Ooh,
it's genuinely, when I interact with people, I don't see, I see inside, and that's, God gave me that ability to speak to people's hearts, because I see the heart.
Yeah.
You know, in the coaching that I do, and I sometimes feel so, it almost feels fake, because I've got this gift. I see that, you know, I see things. I see beyond, you know, and that's what I always try to teach people is, if we could see each other as God sees us, man, the country we could have. It
would be amazing.
It's the collective thoughts we could have when we don't see the outside. You know?
Yeah,
it's just mind blowing, and that's actually a vision that I saw, and that's where I Am Difference Maker started. It's sharing this thing, sharing this love. I can't call it anything else. It's sharing this love that I see when I see a person. When I look at you now, I can see God's love within you.
Yeah.
And I mean, I once sat with, during this whole story of mine, I was testing everything.
Mm.
I even went out to the streets every Wednesday night, go and sit in the middle of Pretoria Central and stuff, sit with those people. I just sat there. I just sat with them and listened to their stories.
Yeah.
And there was this one Tani. She's been through, I mean, if I could tell you what she's been through. And I was sitting next to her, and people stopped and they were giving out food parcels and. But it was like, I'm sitting there looking at this story unfolding in front of me, and they dropped and go, and she asked me, she said, "Why do these people always want to, I'm not going to use a precise words mm-hmm. because it's a bit rough, but she was saying, why does these people always shove Jesus down our throats?"
Yeah.
And I said, "No, I don't know, maybe they want to help or something." And she said, "Don't you think that somebody who can sit so still that the wild pigeons eat the crumbs from your tray don't know God?" And when she said that, and I looked at her broken state, I saw within her the love of God in that broken state.
What a story.
And that.
Wow.
And there's another story. I went to Zambia.
Man, wait, let's play music first. Yeah. I want to hear all of these stories. Let's play music first and then we'll come back. Man, oh man. Pieter van Heerden with us in the Jacaranda FM building. I am Difference Maker. Vra vir hom, hoekom the messes with Leaf, and he just comes out with these amazing stories, which is absolutely fantastic, man. Ek loved it. And ek wil hom actually oor iets vra. He's busy giving away something, but it's huge. Ek sê vir hom, ek kan nie fathom hoe kan hy hierdie weggee nie, but he is.
Tapiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Thank you for the messages that are still streaming in of you telling me of how many languages you can speak. Lerato, wow. She says, to answer your question on languages, whoa, I can speak and write 9 South African languages, mostly self-taught, and Afrikaans and English op school geleer. That is amazing. Wow. Also, a voice note here.
Hey. This is Andrew here.
Oh, Andrew.
I can speak a little bit of Afrikaans. Ek praat niet, ek praat piki Afrikaans. Ndi amba Tshivenda.
Alala.
Ke abolela. Ngiyakhuluma. Ngiyabulavula. That's all language that I know. Thank you, Tabiso. Have a great day.
Lekker, you have a good one too. And let's learn more languages. Kijk, ek sê ook vir myself, as ek nou nog enetjie kan leer, sal ek. Verseker, dis vir my lekker, dis vir my regtig baie, baie lekker. Pieter, I am Difference Maker in the Jacaranda FM building. Jy gee iets wows weg. Ek het vir myself gevra, man, Tubbs, will you ever be able to do this one day? En ek weet nie, ek sal definitief seker, maar jy gee 'n hele besigheid weg. How did that come about?
So, I was... This whole I'm Difference Maker journey is...
Yes.
I've got a heart for people, and, you know, as it is, the people that needs my cornflakes the most,
yes,
you know, aren't people that can necessarily pay for my time.
Mm.
Okay, so that's a big thing in my community. And Miles Monroe said the richest place on earth is the... graveyard, because therein lies all the untapped potential. And that touched me, and every time I meet somebody who says he can't do this because he doesn't have the knowledge, or he doesn't have, it should be free, it should be, but life isn't, you know. So I was thinking of, it was on one of my ultra races that I was busy running, and I was struggling with this thing is, how am I going to do that? How am I going to be able to get to the people? You know, and I was reminded about the fish and the bread that got multiplied. And I thought, but what do I have that I can bring that can get multiplied?
Mm.
You know, and I'm a shoe dog. I've you know, I'm in the shoe business. I sell shoes, running shoes, and I've got a business that's been a small business, you know, that has been trading. It's in good standing. Mm-hmm. It's got all the paperwork done, all the hard work, PTY, all that stuff is sorted out. It's got financials, everything. And I thought, okay, I've got that. I've got some stock. And I've got myself as a business coach that I can bring towards something, okay? And together with my coach, Rob.
Yes.
We came up and said, but let's do this I Am Difference Maker social club, where there's a joining fee, a once-off, and then you stand a chance to win this, to get this as a giveaway. But the joining fee in itself is covered more than once by what you will get monthly.
Exactly.
The knowledge that I'll be sharing and we'll be sharing, and you know, and the meetups that we'll have and all that. So it's really a win-win situation for everybody.
Well, Pieter, die is nou my vraag, en ek kan sommer nou klaar die WhatsApp line nou sien, is hoe enter ek en hoeveel is dit?
You just go to www.imdifferencemaker.com and it'll pop up dis R250 wat jy betaal om die IMG Difference Maker social club te join, dan is jy in.
And that opens for you to stand a chance of winning a whole business.
Yes.
And of course, with you as well, partnering with the person to teach them the ropes in the business.
And the thing is, it's not a brick and mortar business that we'll be giving away. You can start that literally from anywhere.
Goodness.
You can start it from the boot of your car. You can start it from the bedroom. You can start it from the garage. You can start it from Mall of Africa if you want. From anywhere. That's the nice thing about it is... And the thing that I'm most excited about mm-hmm. is I know where it can go because I've been doing it for 3 years.
Exactly.
I know exactly where it can go. So the blueprint is there and it's very exciting for me. I must say it's...
Die Pieter, eendag as ek groot word, wil ek net soos jy wees. Ek wil ook besighede weggee. Dit klink fantasties. Dit klink regtig baie fantasties. Luisteraar, ek sal jou definitief op hoogte hou op hierdie ene. 084-850-0942 if you have any questions on this. Ek moet ongelukkig nou vir Pieter laat gaan. Dit was so lekker om saam met jou te kuier. Where do we get you on social media?
On TikTok, it's I'm Difference Maker. And... Instagram as well, I'm Difference Maker. And on Facebook, I've got a I'm Difference Maker Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then just Pieter van Eerden op Facebook.
Man, super amazing to have had you in studio. Jy moet asblief weer kom kuier, though. Ek voel daar's nog baie om oor te praat. Ja.
I still wanna share a bit of... Ek het vir Joe gesê, one day is one day.
Yes.
And I've got some... nice pictures of him
that sal I want to share wees.
And ek stories that I want to share about Joe Black.
Dit sal actually nogals amazing wees as julle al twee hier in die ateljee kan kry,
ja.
Want ek en Joe het ook baie history.
Love you, Joey.
Oh man, Pieter, bye, dankie weer eens, ons gesien mekaar gou weer, and thank you so much for your time, truly thanks appreciate you. It, and thank you for inspiring us and for really inspiring us to also go out there and be difference makers. Bye, Danke. Lekker.
Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.